Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, you've heard about them. They're called millennials, and they just get out of college, and they expect that they're going to go into these companies and start off just a bit above the ground floor and kind of hit the ground running. Well, maybe the job opportunities are out there or maybe they're not, but they do have to learn what they need to do to get and keep a job and advance in that job. And my guest is author and founder of a personal branding blog for Forbes, Dan Schaubel. Welcome to the show, Dan. So let's speak about the millennials and some career advice that they really need for the secret for their success.
First thing is, you need to collect as many experiences as possible, and this means you could do some freelancing, you could start your own business, you could have internships, you could do an apprenticeship with someone you respect in your field. You just have to get as many experiences as possible so you can really figure out what you like and what you don't like and really narrow down your career path, and that way you have more of a focus so that when you're trying to pursue a job or you're trying to advance, you'll put all of your energy into the right opportunities and avoid the wrong ones. And that's what a lot of people aren't doing today. A lot of people are just, applying to all sorts of different jobs that really don't align to who they are and what their strengths are. And they end up not getting those jobs anyways, and it's a waste of time. So that's something I recommend. I also recommend, that you forge a really strong network. You almost can't get a job unless you know someone at a company at this point. And it'll always become more like that because companies know that people who are referred have a higher chance of being successful in that company and staying longer. So you need to network as much as you can by going to events, going to meetup groups. You can go to eventbrite.com and look for different conferences and local meetups and events in your local area.
Now, so Dan,
associations, you just got to get in front of people, join nonprofits, do philanthropy work. Whatever is going to get you in touch with the right people is what you should be doing, because those connections will turn into new opportunities, regardless if you're looking for a job or looking to switch jobs.
Now, so when you speak about internships and getting the experience, it seems to me, we all had to do that, our internships. Do you see a reticence in the millennials, in this Generation Y, to working for free to build up that career experience and to network and get to know people in the field that they're choosing? It seems like starting your own business, being the entrepreneur, that would be the dream, because they see the Bill Gateses and the Mark Zuckerbergs and they say, well, I can do something like that. Do you see the reticence going on out there to working for free for getting that experience?
Yeah, I included that as part of a CNN article I recently wrote, and there was a huge backlash. There usually is. They say, oh, why work for free? And that's just not legal. And this whole thing about unpaid internships that's going around. I've worked for free. I've had 3 unpaid internships.
We all have.
All of that. Yeah, everyone has. I think that people need to understand that they have to sacrifice in order to get what they eventually want. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is by, I still do things for free.
So
I'm not getting paid right now. I don't get paid when I, do certain speeches.
It's part of getting yourself out there. It is. And if you show that dedication to a company, and what else I've noticed, Dan, is that they won't take jobs they feel are beneath them now. And this is a problem that I'm seeing, because, even this is just an example, but if you're looking for babysitting, kids don't want to babysit now because they can teach computers to somebody and be making twice as much as they would make babysitting or working at McDonald's. You don't see any of that anymore. Does that reflect some of the mentality that is going on out there?
Sadly, it does. But this new world where over 21 million millennials are living with their parents still, where millennials aren't reaching a salary of over $40,000 until they reach 30 years old. This such a delayed adulthood. Now they're getting married later. They're buying cars later. They're buying houses later in life. And so it's a huge issue. And it's So what I always say is, you know, I think back in my experience. I started working when I was 13. I was, you know, washing dishes and serving people. I was camp counselor later.
And I don't know how old you are, Dan. I don't know how old you are, but okay, so I'm quite a bit older than you. I don't feel it, but I am. And I know that I was babysitting at 9, working right straight through, never stopped. And you just had to do, we loved working at McDonald's. We loved being a camp counselor, all those things. So what advice do you have for people? You've given the advice of internships, get yourself out there, network. Now, what about setting goals and going toward those goals?
Yeah, I think setting goals is very interesting. I think the idea of setting goals has changed. I think short-term goals haven't changed, though. So, you know, setting a goal like, I'm going to get this internship, or, you know, I'm going to write this paper, or I'm going to meet one new person each week. Those are goals. You can measure those goals. You got it, you didn't get it. You know, but I think long-term goals are a bit more complicated because the world is constantly changing. I mean, think about all the new technology that's out now, you know, the way in which people work. More people are working from home now than ever before. You know, more people are freelancing. More millennials are, you know, working at nonprofits. I mean, it's just a different world. You know, technology, more millennials are, you know, are texting rather than picking up the phone and calling someone.
Do you feel that that's good or bad?
You can have long-term goals, but you always have to keep in mind that they're going to probably shift because things are changing so fast. And, you know, year over year, it's just going to happen even quicker because technology is advancing so fast that even for me, like, I sort of know where I want to be in 10 years. And I say sort of because, you know, there's so many different elements at play that I can't control.
Well, so, Dan, you mentioned the texting to ask the questions now, and also applications are mostly online now. Do you think somebody, it would be good advice or not good advice to hand in a paper, you know, typed application, or to send a thank you letter for an interview the way we were always taught? Are these things really outdated now? Or will they put somebody in a better light and maybe make them stick out a little bit in the throngs?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Well, the best way to stand out is to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. And no one does handwritten thank you notes anymore, so it makes you stand out.
So that's good advice, to do something that makes you stand out without seeming like you're being overconfident, arrogant. So in the last minute that we have left, Dan, your very best advice for getting ahead, getting a job, getting out there in the workplace, and making, you know, looking for career success as a millennial today.
My core piece of advice is basically the title of my book, Promote Yourself. You know, don't rely on anything or anyone. Take charge of your career and your life. You know, don't think things are magically going to happen. You know, opportunities are just not going to randomly pop up for you. Things are not just going to work out. You have to go chase opportunities and put the effort in if you want to get anything out of life. And so, you know, I believe in work ethic. I believe in, you know, just putting in the time. And the more you do, the more time you put in earlier in life, the more you'll be positioned for success later in life.
That's great advice, and the book is Promote Yourself, The New Rules for Career Success by Dan Schaubel. And, you know, listeners, you can promote yourself with the new technology and yet find a way to sort of stand out just a little bit. You know, sometimes some of the old-fashioned ways might just work, and sometimes, yeah, they're outdated. But you do have to be patient. You have to try some new things, internships, maybe adopt a mentor. You know, listen. That's a really important key today that some of the millennials don't tend to do. Listen to people, because that's how you're going to learn. You're listening right now to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter to Radio MD. And stay well.